Well, for example, at Developmental Services Center, they had the complete elimination of the respite services for individuals and families with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And this respite program was able to provide support to families that had a need for someone to come in. Let's say a family needed to, maybe for work, someone needed to travel. There was respite care, but there's many other reasons why they would need that. And we look locally here at the Time Center that provided an evening meal. It was, you know, open to anyone who was homeless that needed to come in and have an evening meal. That has gone away. The daytime hours are now gone. And so, you know, that has an impact then, too, on, say, an organization like Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, which now has more individuals probably coming for that lunch meal, which impacts them. And then we also see, you know, the visible aspects of this where you will see more homeless individuals out on the streets, particularly in the summertime. It's really hard to see it happening right in front of your eyes.
As this goes on and on, are we in danger of seeing some of the agencies here in Champaign County actually having to close their doors?
I think there's a very real possibility that could happen. And what's, you know, there's several different impacts if you think about that. First, there's the initial impact to the client that may need the service. But then you also have the employee and the employer that people are without jobs. So there's an economic impact to this as well. And I think, without a doubt, definitely some programs will be discontinued. My hope is that an organization wouldn't have to close its doors. We want to help keep that from happening if at all possible. But I think there is a possibility for maybe a couple different organizations, maybe some smaller ones that, you know, that state budget makes up a bigger portion of their total, you know, agency budget.
What are you attempting to do with United Way to maybe fill in those holes as much as you can?
You know, our dollars are limited as well. And so we've done a couple of things this year. Earlier this year, when we realized that cash flow could be a problem back in November, our board said, well, let's sort of front load those monthly allocations. Surely there'll be a budget by the first of the year. And so we sort of gave them a monthly allocation for May and June in advance. And as we all know, we still don't have a budget. So we also have given the rape advocacy races. We gave them $25,000 as a means to keep their core services in the community. We need to have a rape crisis line. We need to have a place for individuals to call that are in that situation and need support. We have given out safety net funds, sort of smaller portions to a variety of different nonprofit partners. Again, it's more of a cash flow issue for them, just making sure that we can keep services going as best we can. Right now, that's what we can do. We'll have to take a look at that if things get more dire.
And final question, Sue, as we see some of the social safety net here throughout the state kind of falling away, how difficult is it to rebuild that, to restore those programs, those agencies, once they've gone away?
Well, think about this. You know, if you, you know, you're starting a business from scratch, you've got to hire employees, you have to train employees, you have to make sure they're qualified, and then you can start implementing your program. Likewise, in the nonprofit sector, you have very highly trained individuals. And I think of folks like at Community Elements and at Prairie Center and Crisis, all those different places. Many, many of these individuals have higher education, like master's degrees and PhDs. So they're going to go someplace where they can find a job that will be secure and provide them, you know, a steady income, just as anybody would who's in the workforce. So now you have to find those qualified applicants, you have to train those applicants, and then you can start running the program. And you have to get the people that can come. And so it's not just as easy as flipping a switch.